back out there in zero TR.
Noon, Tom. How are you and Bernice doing?
We're just headed back from Lowe's, Patrick. Your ears must have burned. Steve was referring to you a while ago, and I don't remember what about. But at any rate, just enjoying this pretty day, and the last one of the week, I think, according to the forecaster.
That's what I've been seeing also. This is the last day of it, for a little while anyway. But maybe it'll help some of these people with allergies get rid of some of this pollen.
Hey man, Chris Justice says, yes, it will for a few days, and then it's right back to, instead of tree pollen, it'll be grass pollen. We keep our car inside 99% of the time. It's still got pollen on it.
That's still too long anymore, and it's still got yellow pollen all over this black excursion, so.
Well, Steve said if you ordered a truck, it'd have to be 2 years before you'd get it. I think I remember you saying that.
Post that. They're saying a year and a half to 2 years because of the backlogs and can't get parts, can't get trucks, and lumber prices.
It's a dirty shame what all this COVID has done to everything. We experienced that. We ordered an appliance, a dishwasher. They scheduled it for May, and we ordered it last month. And ironically, it came a couple of days ago, or yesterday, wasn't it? It came yesterday, and the guy said the installer's on the way, but he wasn't. And I've been on the phone for I don't know how long. And we finally come to an agreement. It'll be sooner than that, but we don't know when.
Talking to Ken last week, I believe it was, or earlier this week, he's been trying to find a refrigerator, and he's been having trouble doing that. And I've been checking around on a couple other things to deal with electronics, and they're very hard to find right now.
Yes, sir. I've heard the appliances were kind of scarce. They got them on the display floor, but then when you go to get one, they'll tell you it's back ordered. Like I said, ours was scheduled May the 6th. But then they dropped the ball and it was supposed to be installed, and I just can't do it anymore, Patrick. I can't get down like that because my legs cramp up real bad, and it's beyond the threshold of normal pain when you get those leg cramps. So I'm going to let somebody else suffer with it this time. It's not that much of a deal to put one in, but you know how that goes. They'll charge you accordingly. Of course, this is all paid for, so I don't care.
I have a hard time with my knees anymore after years of jumping off the front of trucks. They want to replace my right knee already, so it's hard for me to get down and get up out of the floor myself, so I definitely understand that.
It's awful young to have a knee replacement. How old are you?
46, next month.
Well, time machine does catch up with us. Well, I'm 73, and knock on wood, I haven't had any artificial joints put in yet, and I don't want to. Anyway, Patrick, we've arrived home. You take care, my friend, and it's nice to hear you this morning. This is N0TR. Clear, what's your final?
Bernice, have a good afternoon if I don't talk to you again. And as usual, it's a pleasure. KO4HKX, clear.
Patrick, KM4NAP.
4HKX, what do we owe this honor, Ed, in the afternoon?
Play to elementary school to pick up a granddaughter, and then I gotta go to the junior high school and pick up a grandson.
You're out running and picking up children, huh?
I do it 4 days a week. Wife picks them up on Friday.
You get to spend some time with them. I'm assuming that's the kids you had with you when we got together.
I think there was three of them with us, wasn't it?
So, one boy and two girls?
Affirmative. I'm not picking up the little blonde. She does hers at home by video, but I'm picking up the other two.
Be careful out there. It's just odd to hear you on the radio this time of day.
Every day, Monday through Thursday around this time, I just usually don't talk. I just sit back and listen.
Me today, I just happen to have a little bit of a gap here in between shops, and I figured I'd give a shout and see who was out there.
I talked to you this morning. I got done so early. Hopefully, I'll get done early again.
It's a pleasure for you getting done that early anyway. Enjoy most of your day. Go home and take you a nap and still have the day to go.
A little bit of a nap, but I'm up and moving around now. Got to get them babies.
Newspaper 7 days a week or just six?
7 days a week, 365 days a year, nonstop.
Mine, I can catch you when I wake up early. I can catch you on the radio even when I ain't working. Say 7-3's here. I'm pulling into Benson here. So it's my next stop, and I'll be here a while. You be careful out there, and I'll talk to you next time around. KO4 HKX. Clear.
Have a good one, Patrick. Hopefully catch you in the morning. KO4 and everybody will be clear. Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson.